Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Firstly, a crash in Newtown this morning has put one person in hospital with a shoulder injury. Emergency services were called to the two-vehicle crash on the corner of Stenner and West Street just before 9:30. The patient was stable when they were transported to hospital. Caravan park owners are up in arms over the Queensland government's proposed manufactured home reforms. Introduced into Parliament last week, the laws are aimed at giving greater protections for people who own their own homes but rent the land they sit on. CEO of the Caravan Park Association of Queensland, Michelle Weston, says they did extensive consultation on the changes, but they feel like they're ignored.
A lot of the parks out in regional Queensland, only a small part of their business is manufactured home parks. So what we find is that part of the business is actually going to make a significant loss, and that's going to have to be offset by tourists, which means your next caravanning and camping holiday is going to be more expensive.
The Housing Minister has been contacted for comment. An abortion advocate claims a newly proposed bill by a Queensland MP is straight from the US Conservative playbook. Last week, Katter's Australia Party's Robbie Katter introduced a termination of pregnancy amendment bill calling for fetuses born as a result of a late-term abortion to have human rights. Former Children by Choice CEO Dale Kelleher says such decisions are never made flippantly.
A person might have to make the difficult decision to terminate a pregnancy after 22 weeks because they have a fatal fetal diagnosis. So it might be a really wanted pregnancy and they have to make the decision what's best for their family and their life.
And finally, Warwick and Chinchilla will be getting new regional university study hubs. The federal government has announced it'll open 4 new hubs across the state. It comes off the back of the successful operation of hubs in St George, Dirranbandi, Roma and Gundawindi. The news is being welcomed by National Party leader David Littleproud, who says along with the existing sites, these new facilities will service over 4,000 students.